Chapter 8. The many other violent and froward deeds which you have wrought upon the servants of Holy Church. Enough is now said, worthy Master Summoner. Archers, remove your prisoner. As Nigel was lifted up by four stout archers, the Dahmer Mintrude would have rushed to his aid, but the sacrist thrust her back. Stand off, proud woman. Let the law take its course, and learn to humble your heart before the power of Holy Church. Has your life not taught its lesson, you, whose horn was exalted among the highest, and will soon not have a roof above your gray hairs? Stand back, I say, lest I lay a curse upon you. The old dame flamed suddenly into white wrath as she stood before the angry monk. Colon, listen to me, while I lay a curse upon you and yours, she cried as she raised her shriveled arms, and blighted them with her flashing eyes as you have done to the House of Loring, so may God do to you, until your power is swept from the land of England, and of your great Abbey of Waverley there is nothing left, but a pile of grey stones in a green meadow. I see it. I see it. With my old eyes I see it. From scullion to abbot, and from cellar to tower, may Waverley and all within it droop and wither from this night on. The monk, hard as he was, quailed before the frantic figure and the bitter, burning words. Already the summoner and the archers with their prisoner were clear of the house. He turned and with a clang he shut the heavy door behind him. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.